I'm Indy Todd. Welcome to The Point. Today we hear from candidates in two races. Later in the hour, the candidates running for sheriff in Dukes County, but up first, the candidates running for sheriff in Barnstable County. Randy Azzotto is the Democratic candidate from Falmouth, and Jim Cummings is the Republican candidate also from Falmouth. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Mindy, Jim. Thanks for having us.
In the spirit of full disclosure, I should mention that Jim Cummings is a volunteer advisory committee member for WCAI's Community Voices Project. That committee has no decision-making or editorial role. Reminder of our format, up to a minute for questions. We'll rotate who answers first, 30 seconds for rebuttals if needed, and up to 2 minutes for closing comments. Randy Azzotto, we're going to start with you first. What is the role of the Barnstable County Sheriff?
The role is predominantly corrections. They house the county inmates, those awaiting trial, those sentenced to the county jail. Also, they transport back and forth. Jim has expanded it. There's the BCI, which covers the crime scene investigations capewide for the 15 towns. There's a canine component, a dispatch component.
Thank you. Jim Cummings, same question.
It's basically the care and custody of inmates. Back in 1935 and 1938, the legislation was passed for a communication center and for the BCI. So it's something that's been going on in Barnstable County for many, many years. The modern sheriffs now are thinking more towards reentry, so that we're sending people back into the community with a chance to recover from whatever their problem is, whether it might be substance abuse, which about 80% of the folks who come into a correctional facility have some issue with substance abuse. So now we work hard to cure those issues with programs that are suitable for the sentence we get. Our average sentence is about 12 months, so we have to fit the program into that sentence time frame, and we've actually been pretty good with it at the Barnstable County Correctional Facility.
All right, thank you. And Jim Cummings, we start with you this time. So going forward, what would be your primary goals?
Well, I think something that we're missing, I know in all of the correctional facilities, is the fact that we have a large number of folks now that are sent to us being held on bail or without bail. And they're sitting in a cell for about a year before their trial takes place. And as a result of that, they'll go into the district court, and usually it's for driving under or some minor offense like that, and they'll get sentenced to time served. So they go back into the community without any help whatsoever. So we can start some program that we can direct towards those people being held so that at least they get something out of it while they're in jail, and we're going to have to work with the district court judges in order to accomplish that. And another thing I certainly want to work with is the issue of folks who come to us with mental health issues. We have a lot of people with mental health issues just because there's nowhere else to send them, and that's something we have to address.
Thank you. Randy Azzotto, same question. What would be your primary goals?
My primary goals, it's twofold. I want to revamp the agency. So in my brochure, I already said there'll be four distinct commands. It'll take me 3 to 6 months to put everyone where I want them and get those four commands up and running. Obviously, we're in a opiate crisis. I already said in previous debates I'll have community deputies to support local police, more programs for the inmates, and reentry begins the first day. So anyone that's sentenced to the county that comes to me, we will bring in reentry literally that day. So I don't care why they're there or where they came from, but we're going to implement programs statistically and evidence-based-wise. They're going to return, or they've been with us before. So I'm going to give them all the services they need while I have them.
Thank you. Randy Azzotto, we'll start with you this time. As we're mentioning, many inmates come to jail addicted to drugs or alcohol. So how do we address this, and in particular, the growing opiate epidemic?
So in my Cape Cod Clean that we advertised, there has to be more prevention programs across the Cape. What can we do to keep these people that have these issues from coming to jail, because we can't afford to house them? So I am working with Harvard for a youth program, ages 10 and under. The research has shown you have to reach out to the youth. They're far more savvy than they're given credit for. So you have to give them coping skills and what they should do if others in their family are addicted to these types of drugs. So there has to be more prevention programs. I propose a hotline for people that have drug addiction on the Cape. We will help you as a sheriff's office and our local health and human services to avoid them getting criminal charges. And then I want to expand upon the programs. There's approximately 8 to 12 programs listed on Jim's website. I would like to have at least 50 programs up and running within the first 2 years for those that are incarcerated. 50 is my goal.
Thank you. Same question, Jim Cummings.
You know, we've been working very hard in the opiate issue across the Cape, working with all of the communities on the Cape. I've been to dozens of forums, sitting on panels that, you know, the towns and the county have set up relative to the opiate issue. But as far as the corrections side of it go, you know, we have a residential substance abuse treatment program referred to as RSAT. We've received national recognition for this program by the Department of Justice. They've set us up as a Mentor site, and actually they sent a film crew out to film the program while it operates, and they've used that as a webinar. And we've also had dozens and dozens of other correctional facilities from across the country come and view how we operate our RSAT program. We've also were the first correctional facility in the nation to introduce Vivitrol, which is a blocker that lasts up to a month. That's worked very well for those suffering with addiction from alcohol and opiates as well.
30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. So I like the RSTAT program, but I'm very evidence-based. It will be thoroughly reviewed. There has been recent information received that numerous people, up to 33 of the 36, have passed away. So I'm far more transparent. I want to see the numbers. I want to know who's housed there. Are there sex offenders in with the residential substance abuse treatment? So those are things I would look at.
Yeah. Did you want to respond to that?
Well, I mean, I think it speaks for itself. We've been doing this. We've had an RSAT program for the 18 years I've been sheriff, and even before that, and we've just improved upon it over the year. And as I said earlier, we got to the point where it's getting national recognition, and we are a Mentor site for correctional facilities across the country. I don't think you get any more evidence-based than that.
All right. Jim Cummings, we start with you this time. What are your thoughts on the police-assisted addiction and recovery initiative that's being used by a number of Massachusetts police departments and the Essex County Sheriff's Office? This allows drug addicts to avoid arrest by turning in their drugs and getting paired up with a recovery specialist for treatment.
I think the opiate issue is to a point where anything we can do at all to help addicts, we should be doing. I know that has become a little bit controversial up there as far as the district attorney questioning the right of a police chief to be able to not prosecute somebody that might be in possession of drugs. I don't know if that's been worked out there or not, but I mean, you know, again, it's a very serious problem. Addiction is very hard to beat once an individual is addicted. I mean, it's really a tough battle they have ahead of them, so I think anything we can do to fight this addiction issue in all areas is something we should be doing.
Randy Azzotto, same question.
It's a wonderful program if it's done properly. What I've always said in my career, if you come to us as law enforcement, we will help you any way we can. However, if we have to come to you, it's going to be an issue. So if people show up obviously wanting help, we'll give them the help. If they show up with the drugs, obviously that'll be seized as evidence. The district attorney needs to be notified. Ultimately, it's his call if they'll be charged. So as far as helping people, I'm all for that. But if I have to send tactical units out or assist local law enforcement and we have to discover that you have drugs, then you're going to be prosecuted. It's two different aspects of that program.
All right. Randy Azzotto, access to mental health care is a growing problem. We are seeing mentally ill people in jails across the country. What can be done to provide these people with access to proper mental health care?
Oh, that's a statewide issue. That's a national issue. I learned that at Penn State 30 years ago. The United States has done deplorable when it comes to mental illness. And here we are 30 years later, and I learned it. Now I'm teaching it. It's deplorable. So more has to be done on the state level. I proposed that I'll have counselors that go out into public to assist local police. I think I can get federal grant money for that. So I'll have trained counselors on standby for major incidents that they can help in the field. There needs to be more mental health programs for those that are incarcerated. I live it every day in the Department of Correction. The state, unfortunately, closed most of the mental health facilities and gave them to corrections, and that's not where they belong. So that needs to be looked at. I'll do what I can with federal grants to have mental health counselors for the inmates, and also hotlines for those on the county that are in crisis. But I would like to have reaction teams, trained specialists that work for me that can assist the local police departments.
Thank you. Jim Cummings.
Well, I think in Barnstable County, that's where the community involvement goes in. You know, we work very close with a whole bunch of community providers. And as far as mental health, we work very closely with Duffy Health Clinic in Hyannis. We've also just received a grant. It's a $30,000 grant from Cape Cod Healthcare for mental health. And what it's going to do, it's going to give us a couple of more psychiatric counselors that will come into the facility to aid with inmates. And it will also be available for us to train staff in how to deal with mental health folks. You know, I mean, if we take somebody who's suffering from mental health and we throw them in an 8x10 cell, I mean, that certainly isn't going to help their problem. It's probably going to hurt their problem. So, you know, we're really ahead of the curve on mental health here in Barnstable, and we're putting forth our best effort. And I can't thank the community providers that we have already for jumping in and helping us. It's really a great partnership in places like Cape Cod Healthcare and Duffy and Gosnell. I mean, really top-notch folks to help us with this issue.
Did you want a rebuttal?
Yes, quick rebuttal. So on my sheriff's website, I'll have a mental health hotline. People can call into us. And I also want to link the sheriff's office with each town, all health and human services throughout the Cape. They should be represented on my website.
All right, thank you. Jim Cummings, we start with you this time. What is your plan to reduce recidivism rates?
Well, we've been working at that, and as Randy said, reentry starts the day individuals come into a correctional facility. You know, we offer them throughout the course of their incarceration various programs to help them with their particular problem, and naturally, the biggest problem is substance abuse, either opiates or alcohol. We also provide education. Anybody who's under the age of 22 and doesn't have a high school diploma, we're required to provide them with it used to be GED, now it's called HISAT. As a matter of fact, just last week we graduated 5 men inside the correctional facility and they got their HISAT or high school equivalency certificate. Education is something that we found helps reduce recidivism as well. You know, there's a part that's missing in this, it's follow-up. I would like to see us obtain the funding so that when somebody gets out of the jail, we can follow them for a while, at least for a year, and make sure they stay on that right track and aid them with any issues that might come up when they're out in the street.
Thank you, Randy Azzano.
So there are nationally evidence-based programs that reduce recidivism. I want to bring those to the Cape. Specifically, that's why I went and visited Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston. They house 45,000 inmates, some of the best programs in the world. So, you know, there's ones that will fit Cape Cod. Programming is the key, reentry and programming. You must prepare these individuals from day one because 97% of them will be released back into society. A college program, currently no colleges, I don't believe, come into the jail. I would work with, obviously, Cape Cod Community College. I have contacts. I'm on an advisory board for Bridgewater State University, and also I have colleagues at the University of Louisville. So I want them to come in and assist the inmates with education, and also as a component, assist the staff. No college comes in to assist the staff. There needs to be partnerships. I work for Bay State College, and we will partner to train both the staff, educate the staff if they would like degrees, as well as the inmates.
Thank you. We're talking with the candidates running for Barnstable County Sheriff. 866-999-4626 is our toll-free number. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. We'll have more after a quick break. You're listening to The Point. We are talking with the candidates running for Barnstable County Sheriff, Jim Cummings and Randy Azzano. 866-999-4626 is our toll-free number. A reminder to direct your question to both candidates. 866-999-4626, our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. Nelson is calling from Barnstable. Good morning, Nelson. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. This is for both gentlemen. I was interested in hearing both gentlemen's statements, but specifically, Mr. Azzano has made several sidestepping comments concerning his employment status with the Department of Corrections. Could he and the sheriff kindly go on record and state unequivocally that at any time during the last year his employment status changed, and have there been any investigations into him?
All right, thank you for the question, Nelson. Randy Azzano, you're first.
No, my employment status hasn't changed. I still work. I consult for the U.S. Department of Justice. I'm full-time with the Department of Correction. I teach at Bay State College, and it's all on my website.
Thank you.
For 18 years, you know, my history has pretty much been an open book as the Barnstable County Sheriff. My employment status has not changed.
All right. Amanda is calling from Falmouth. Good morning, Amanda. What's your question? Amanda, are you there? All right, we'll move on then. Patrick and Bourne. Good morning, Patrick. What's your question?
Good morning. My question is, I've heard both candidates talk about credentials of Mr. Azzado's being embellished and so forth, and I did some looking into some of the things, and I wanted to get some clarification on his diplomat for the Traumatic Stress Institute. He claims that he is a diplomat.
Okay, Patrick, let me just stop you there. I'm going to rephrase the question for you because we have an email question very similar. It says, my question is about audits and certifications. Are there outside auditors or agencies who check on the operations of the jail? And another one who wants to know, how do they confirm the information that you both are putting out there? So let's start with, how do they confirm the information? And Jim Cummings, it's your turn to go first.
Well, you know, we are audited by the State Department of Corrections twice a year, and the Board of Health, anytime the Board of Health comes into the jail at any time and does an inspection. We have also just finished, and I don't know why I did it during an election year, but we just finished a certification accreditation from the American Jail Association, and we're very proud that for the third time for this certification, we got 100%. You know, and our budget is always viewed and approved by the state House of Representatives, and then the Senate. Both go through our budgets, and ANF, Administration and Finance for State Governments, oversees our budget continually. And you know, anything on me you want to verify, it's out there. I've been here. I've been the sheriff for the past 18 years. So again, it's an open book. And if you have any questions you can't find, please just give me a call. I'll be happy to answer it for you.
Thank you. Randy Azzado, same question.
So I never challenged their ACA accredited. I did challenge why he took office in 99 and they weren't accredited until 2010. But, you know, they are ACA accredited. My agency is the annual audit agency, which is factual. My resume is 200% accurate. I've been in law enforcement corrections for 30 years, 9 background checks. Arlington, Virginia is one of the top agencies on the East Coast, as is Fort Lauderdale. I had to be screened by the Justice Department, the FBI. It's all on my website.
Right, thank you. Amanda is calling from Falmouth. Good morning, Amanda. What's your question for the candidates?
My question is, with all the information that's coming out, I do like to fact check the information that I hear. Mm-hmm. And I was curious, how do I go, I guess, for Sheriff Cummings, how do I confirm your military service? And for Mr. Azzado, how do I go and confirm that you were, in fact, a U.S. Marshal? And I believe if my information was right, you said you trained Navy SEALs. I don't know if that last piece is correct or not.
Okay. Amanda, thanks for the phone call. Randy Azzado, we start with you.
So I work for the Arlington, Virginia Police. My chief at the time was Ed Flynn. He's currently the Milwaukee police chief, one of the top chiefs in the nation. The program I was under, the Civil Disturbance Unit, is a 60-person REAC team. They still exist in Arlington County, Virginia. And because the Washington, D.C. is federal, they cannot be activated without being sworn in each time by the sitting U.S. Marshal for Washington, D.C. So the program still exists. Arlington's still there. The REACT team's still there. And Washington, D.C. is still there. So nothing has changed.
Thank you. Jim Cummings.
I was in the Navy. I have a DD-214 to verify that. And I don't know if there's some site you can go online that could verify whether somebody or not is a veteran or not.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to start with you, Jim Cummings. Are there programs at other sheriff's offices across the country that you would like to see implemented here?
You know, there are some in-house programs that, you know, programs where the inmates are able to build something or use their hands for something that are of value out in the street. And I'd like to see those programs for the inmates that we aren't allowed to put out in the street and some of our other programs. You know, some of the inmates are sex offenders or they have outstanding warrants in other jurisdictions, so we can't let them out in our work release programs. Domestic violence charges with 209As that are active, we don't let those folks out on the street as well. So I'd like to see something we can put together inside for those inmates, some type of training thing so that they'll get something of benefit out of their time in our correctional facility other than the educational programs that we have.
Thank you.
Mindy, I'm sorry. Can you repeat your question?
Sure. Are there programs at other sheriff's offices across the country that you would like to see implemented here?
Oh, absolutely. Hundreds of them. That's why I traveled to Los Angeles, Chicago, and Texas. There has to be more done for the inmates, more educational programs, more diminished violence alternatives to violence. So they have to be shown a better way. Like I stated, 97% of the inmates across the country are going to be released to neighborhoods, our neighborhoods. There's 2.3 million people locked up. The days of bread and water are long past. So they're coming out. So it's my job as sheriff is to prepare them. So that's why I travel to these communities to pick out the best evidence-based programs. There has to be more education, more violence reduction.
Thank you. I'm going to kind of combine an email question with one of my questions. And Gary writes, wondering if you could explain your views on the power of the duty of the sheriff in Massachusetts and how your plans and ideas, would they interfere with local law enforcement or local police chiefs? My question was more about how you see the role of the sheriff's office working in collaboration with other law enforcement agencies. Mm-hmm. Randy Azzotto, we start with you this time.
So the programs are already in place. Jim alluded to a street crimes unit for, I believe, Barnstable. I'm all for that. I just want to have community deputies. I'd like to have one assigned to each community so both the police and the community knows who their liaison is. So, yes, the canines obviously is a great program. You need those. The BCI has been around since 1935. I did look, and they're not accredited. I'm a former CSI. I would like to try and get an accreditation specifically for the BCI. So there has to be collaboration. The role of sheriff, the chief law enforcement officer for the county, in addition to the district attorney. So my role is to meet with the chiefs and implement what they wanted and what they want to see. I know that the chiefs had mentioned to Jim in the past about picking up perhaps those that have been arrested 24 hours throughout the county. I believe that is the role of the sheriff. I've been approached by selectmen asking if I would consider that, and I said absolutely I would.
Thank you, Jim Cummings.
And yeah, I mean, you know, I'm involved with the police chiefs and the law enforcement council. As a matter of fact, I'm what they call the control chief of the regional drug task force, as well as the forensic crimes unit. So, you know, I have a great relationship with all of our chiefs, but I mean, I can tell you from being sheriff here and working with these chiefs for 18 years that You can't just go into their towns and start running another police department. That won't work. You have to correspond to the chiefs and work with the chiefs. And most of the departments here in the Cape are very well trained. Actually, all of them are. And, you know, they know their towns. They're working their towns. And you kind of have to sit back and let them ask for help before you can be involved with that. That's what we did at the street crimes unit. And it worked very well in, you know, we continue to work well with the police chiefs in the towns on Cape Cod, but you have to let them ask. You just can't bully your way into their towns and take over.
Thank you. Paul is giving us a call from West Barnstable. Good morning, Paul. What's your question for the candidates?
My question is for Mr. Azzotto.
No, I need a question for both candidates. Can you phrase your question for both candidates?
And the sheriff can... Yep, I'm right here.
Yep. What? Just give us your question for both candidates.
The question is for both candidates. In regard to the training that the sheriff's office affords the officers inside as well as outside, can I speak in regard to this?
Do you understand the question? All right, go ahead, Jim Cummings. You start.
Well, inside the facility, I mean, our correction officers are trained. They have a 12-week training program, and we run it right inside the correctional facility. During that time, a couple of days a week, they end up inside the correctional facility shadowing another officer. And as far as our specialty units, they're all trained intensely on whatever their specialty might be. The canine officers have intense training relative to canine operations. Our crime scene officers have intense training relative to crime scene programs. You know, so the training is extensive. We keep our own records. They're not kept somewhere else. So we know exactly what training our folks have, and it's an ongoing issue, you know, with the training. There's certainly training required every year. You know, if they weren't trained as well as they are, we wouldn't get the request for service that we get from all of the towns on Cape Cod.
Thank you, Randy Azzotto.
So I've been clear for over a year on this. I will not put anyone out in public officer-wise who doesn't have a full police academy. It's not fair to them and their families, and it's not fair to the local police. So in order to be a canine, a SWAT team member, a BCI, you absolutely will have to attend a 20-week police academy in Massachusetts. And that earlier caller asked about that. I've never trained Navy SEALs. There were Navy SEALs that worked with me in the West Palm Beach Police. And even though they're the best in the world, they had to complete a full Florida Police Academy. That's pretty much the law throughout the land.
I thank you. Both of you have talked about programs and things that you would like to add, and I just want to follow up with how would you pay for these? And Randy Azzotto, why don't you go first?
Well, it's water under the bridge. Jim had a budget of $700 million. Some of these issues that pertain to civil rights, such as training, it's not optional. That's what the budget for the agency is for. As a peer reviewer for the U.S. Department of Justice, I've strategically placed myself where I can bring in federal grants. Other peer reviewers, I'm allowed to announce in the application that I myself have been a peer reviewer for 5 years. I've distributed probably $30 million in federal grants throughout the nation. So I can bring in federal grant dollars, which is going to pay for a lot of this. But you have to look at where every dollar goes that's allocated to the sheriff's office and how's it being spent. And training is absolutely essential.
Thank you, Jim Cummings.
The largest yearly budget I've received is probably this year, and that's about $28 million. So if you even take the $28 million and multiply it by 18, it comes nowhere close to $700 million. And we fight for every cent we get in that budget. I mean, it's a long, arduous process. You know, we've had to fight every single year to get the necessary funding to run what we have. Every once in a while, we might get a grant, but the trouble with grant money is it's only for a year or two, and then it goes away. So, all of the sheriffs of Massachusetts have all been underfunded every year since I've been sheriff, and that's probably going to continue. But we do scrap and fight for every cent we get, and you have to put it to good use. And you can't do a lot of these things, that we've heard today unless you have the money to do that, and that money, for the most part, just isn't out there.
Jim, I'm going to move on quickly because we've got to get to closing comments. But my last question I want to ask about the role you see for the sheriff's office in youth prevention.
We work very closely with the schools, some of the schools, but not all of the schools. A lot of the schools have school resource officers from their town police department, and our officers work with them as well. We teach peer mediation in the school so that the kids can kind of have their own justice system within the school, and that's worked very well. And, of course, they're out there all the time dealing with the drug issue and many of the other issues that we see here on Cape Cod. We have a youth camp that we do every summer for kids that haven't gotten in trouble yet, but, a teacher or a police officer or a family member who knows about a program sees that they're going down the wrong road, and this program has been very successful in pulling them back and getting them on the right line. It's mainly a effort is to teach them decision making and proper decision making, along with many other things that our young kids have to deal with today.
Thank you, Randy Azzotto. Same
the
question.
Cape is in crisis. It's been in crisis for nearly 2 decades, and I need the help of all the superintendents and school districts. So within my first 4 months, my command staff and my Harvard colleagues will meet with the superintendents and convince them, which I can be very convincing, why I need their assistance and why I need access to their students. We're in a crisis. It's all hands on deck. The schools are an essential part of this. I can't save the Cape without the school superintendents, and I'll convince them of that. And also, there's a wonderful program, Calmer Choice, which you've probably heard of. That needs to be expanded upon. Whoever started that did their research. The research clearly shows that you have to reach out to the youth way before high school and middle school. My program is for elementary schools and pre-K. The Harvard research has it even back to the infants, but we'll do it. I will team with Calmer Choice and bring my colleagues to the Cape. So it's an essential component. The only way to reduce crime on Cape Cod is to get all the superintendents involved, all the school superintendents.
Thank you. We're going to move to closing comments now. And Randy Azzotto, it's your turn to go first.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim. Again, nice to see you. So this race is about change. It has nothing to do with who the current sheriff is, who I am. I'm bringing change to the Cape. Jim has been in 18 years. I have it at $700 million. That's neither here nor there. After 18 years, it's not good business to have politicians in office for that length of time. I'm another choice for the voters. I have a national reputation. I'm going to bring in national programs. The Cape is in crisis. No one can argue that we're not in crisis. Give me an opportunity. I look forward to people voting for me today. There's early voting. Obviously, Election Day next week. This isn't anything personal directed at Jim. He's been nice to me. I will take what he's done, go from good to great. He's done a fine job, 18 years, let me now take over and do what needs to be done to help save the Cape.
Thank you, Jim Cummings.
You know, I have been the sheriff for 18 years, and before that I spent 23 years, 21 of those years here on Cape Cod as a state police investigator for the district attorney's office, retiring as a detective lieutenant. I know Cape Cod. I've been very fortunate that I've been able to work with our other providers on Cape Cod. I mentioned them earlier, Duffy, Gosnold. I know the judges. I know the probation officers. I know the parole officers. And by working as a team with all of these different disciplines, that's how we're going to be able to bring down the recidivism rates and do our best to stop the continuous return of people to court, to jail here on the Cape. You know, I have got a great team. They've worked very well. We're one of the jails in the country that is best known. Again, we have people coming from all over the country to view and see what we're doing right here in Barnstable. I disagree with Randy that the Cape is in crisis. I mean, we're facing the problems that we face everywhere else, but I think we're on top of it, and we're doing good work here in the Cape with all of these different disciplines we work with on a daily basis.
All right. Thank you both, Randy Azzotto, Jim Cummings. Thank you so much for both being
here.
Coming up after a break, we're going to talk with the candidates running for sheriff in Dukes County.